With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The mental responsibility trial for a teen who caused the death of a counselor at Wisconsin's youth prison in Lincoln County will be pushed back. 17-year-old Javarius Hurd pled guilty to second-degree reckless homicide and battery by a prisoner, but claimed he was not responsible due to mental disease or defect. A trial had been scheduled for February on whether Hurd should go to prison or be sent to a mental institution. A pretrial hearing was held recently as the parties considered the jury pool for the case. A number of potential jurors were eliminated. The defense and prosecution agreed the trial should be pushed back to petition more jurors. A judge agreed with the request and ordered a continuance. A new trial date has not yet been set. Hurd is accused in the death of Counselor Corey Pruhl, who was struck by Hurd and died after falling and hitting his head in June of 2024. FE University was founded on the idea that curiosity never retires. It started by offering two classes in its first year to having taught more than 800 students in hundreds of classes in the almost 15 years since. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
As she got older, Wendy Athidi found herself with more time to learn.
I thought, wow, wouldn't it be nice if I could read all those books that I didn't have time to read while I was in college?
But she wanted more. More follow-up, more discussion, and more learning. When she learned other retirees in Iron County felt the same way, she and a group of senior volunteers, along with Iron County UW Extension, developed a non-accredited college aimed at those 50 and older. FE University, named using the symbol for iron on the periodic table of elements, has offered classes ranging from geology to United Kingdom history to fascism to physics.
I mean, you name it, it's the only thing we haven't had any classes in, basically, is math. And we probably should do that because people always struggle with math.
Some upcoming classes include developing or learning new skills like snowshoeing, acting, guitar, and creative writing. There's also ones about everyday uses of AI, the psychology of grief, and how Northwoods evolved from logging to conservation. They'll be doing a free book club this year to celebrate America's 250th anniversary with books about the Revolutionary era. Class fees range from $10 to $40, coming out to about $5 an hour. While the classes are made with those 50 and older in mind, they're open to anyone 18 and older.
It brings community together in a social atmosphere, learning together, discussing things. We've had students actually say that you know, if it hadn't been for FE University, they never would have become friends with so-and-so. And, you know, it's important to get people out and keep the brains active.
You can learn more about classes and register for courses at feuniversity.org. We have a link at wxpr.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Cold and windy conditions put people at risk for cold-related injuries like frostbite or hypothermia. Dr. Amory Robinson, an emergency physician at Aspirus Health, says frostbite typically affects extremities like your fingers or toes. Your nose and ears are also susceptible to frostbite.
For frostbite, early warning signs would be lack of sensation in your tissue. So if your fingers are starting to get numb, your toes are starting to get numb, or they're starting to become painful, that's early signs that you might be headed towards a cold injury in your hands or your feet.
More severe cases will require medical attention. Dr. Robinson says hypothermia is a loss of body temperature.
For hypothermia, it's the umbles. So if you're stumbling, bumbling, fumbling, mumbling, if you're getting confused or you're noticing that you can't walk as well, those might be signs too, or especially if you're shivering.
You don't have to be outside to get hypothermia. He says some of the most severe cases he has seen came when someone fell in a basement or garage and lost heat through contact with the cold floor. For mild cases, a sweet treat can help warm you back up, as it gives your body the energy it needs to generate heat. A Wisconsin professor is calling the potential of another government shutdown the ultimate test for the Democratic Party. Judith Ruiz Branch explains.
Congress is currently in contentious negotiations over a House-approved bill that contains additional funding for the Department of Homeland Security, including billions for immigration and customs enforcement. This comes as national political uproar continues to ensue after immigration agents shot and killed 37-year-old Alex Preddy in Minneapolis during protests over the weekend. Howard Schraber, a political science professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, argues any compromise could result in a complete collapse of the Democratic Party.
This is a moment of genuine crisis for the leadership of the Democratic Party. If they fail to either stand strong and shut down the government or obtain dramatic cuts for DHS and constraints on DHS operations, I think that their leadership of the Democratic Party is over.
The multi-bill package budgets more than $64 billion for DHS. The Senate has until Friday to approve or amend it, or they'll risk another government shutdown. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Columbia University has named University of Wisconsin-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Manukin as its next president as it tries to move forward from 2 years of turmoil. Columbia was paralyzed by campus protests over the Israel-Hamas war in 2024. Manukin will assume her new post on July 1st, becoming Columbia's fifth leader in the past 4 years. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.